Welcome to Life Words, Day by Day. When I was a senior in high school, I had two things on my mind: winning a state championship in baseball, and then getting a scholarship to play baseball in college. That's how focused I was, and I had the mindset that if you weren't playing ball for those reasons, you didn't need to be playing. I was so determined and had so much faith in our team about winning a state championship that I chose not to get a class ring my junior year so that I could pay for a state championship ring. That's how crazy I was. But I do remember telling my dad that I would love to have a gold chain with a baseball on it. So on my birthday in 1995, I came across a shoebox and I opened it up and pulled out this gaudy gold chain link with a full-size baseball on it. Now, my dad meant it as a type of joke. That was his way of being hilarious. But on the baseball, he wrote these words: "Good luck in pursuing your dream." Oh man, I can't begin to tell you how motivating that was to me. Us Johnson men, we were not all that good at that time at sharing our heart with one another. Some of my dad's biggest forms of encouragement was, "There's always someone better than you, so you need to practice harder." But what he wrote on that baseball was deep down encouragement. He believed in me. He wanted to see me succeed, and he was there to encourage me in my pursuit. He didn't think it was necessarily out of the realm of possibility for me to get to be paid to play the sport. I look back on that, and I'm so thankful that God put me in a family that encouraged. Whether it was in the form of discipline or praise, we got encouraged. Have you ever experienced that type of encouragement? Is there a marked moment, a situation in your life that stands out in your mind where you received some form of encouragement, whether it was about sports or school or a job or a dream you had? If you do have one of those moments bouncing around in your mind, then that should tell you how much of an impact encouragement made on you. You still remember it. But if you can't remember a time, and if you're a follower of Christ, then shame on the church. Just like the physical family you have been put in should be a refuge of encouragement, so too should the church family. God desires for you to be in consistent company of the church, to get and give encouragement. Remember where we are in the book of Acts. Paul has just been converted on the road to Damascus. He has since come into Damascus. He's met a man named Ananias who has laid his hands on Paul so that Paul could regain his sight and be filled with the Spirit. And then notice what is said next. Acts chapter 9, verse 19. "For some days he was with the disciples at Damascus." We need to be in the company of the disciples. There are those who say that all they need is Jesus, just me and Jesus, and we will do just fine. Those who say this either don't understand the full purposes of God in sending His Son into the world, and that's okay so long as you're willing to grow in your understanding, or some people just flat out refuse to live in the truth of God and His church, which brings into question their conversion altogether. God didn't send Jesus to save people privately. Personally, yes, but not privately. God saves people and gives them a faith family. God saves people from every tribe, tongue, and nation in order to create a new race who live in community together for the glory of God. The gospel was meant to be lived out in your life through community, not isolation. So one reason why you may not have experienced encouragement like you need is because you have separated yourself from the family of God. The other reason could be that the church has failed at being a place of encouragement. Over the last century, the church has become good at institutionalizing, but maybe not encouraging. The church is good at building up programs, but maybe not building up people. Well, why is that? It's because building people up and getting involved in people's lives and letting others get involved in the details of your life is messy and hard and uncomfortable. And we've become so democratic and independent and autonomous that we don't want people interfering with our lives. And churches can sometimes cater to that mentality. So we have made church into a scheduled event instead of a way of life. But did you notice throughout the book of Acts that one of the ways this early church is described is by the phrase, "the way"? It indicates a path, a journey, a movement, not just an event, but a way of life that people have chosen to live out together. This is one of many reasons why belonging to a church is so important. Church is to be the regular refuge to get and give encouragement in your walk with Christ. God has not designed us to move along alone, but rather together. So put yourself in the company of godly, biblical encouragement by being consistent at your local church. And when you pray today, please remember to pray for Angel Cologne, his wife Nora, and his children Nathaniel and Natanya, our church planter in Vidalia, Louisiana. Also remember the Spanish LifeWord broadcast heard all over Central and South America.